Stone Barrington landed the Citation CJ-3 Plus smoothly at Manassas Airport in Virginia. As he taxied to the FBO, he noticed a large black SUV parked on the ramp. To his eye, it looked government and armored, and he wondered what VIP could be landing at the small General Aviation Airport. His curiosity was soon satisfied. As he parked and cut his engines, the vehicle began to move, and it stopped off his wingtip. Stone ran through his shutdown checklist, then withdrew from the cockpit and opened the cabin door. A man in a blue suit with a shiny button in his lapel stood there.
"Mr. Barrington?"
"Yes," Stone replied, still mystified.
"Secretary Barker asked us to meet you."
Stone then noticed a second, similarly dressed man standing by the SUV and surveying the ramp, and he realized that Holly Barker had been sworn in as Secretary of State. It was Election Day, and President Catherine Lee had apparently jumped the gun on her appointment, since she was the once, and if things went as they were supposed to, future president. Stone handed the man a key.
"Front luggage compartment," he said. "Take everything."
The car stopped in front of the elegant double-width townhouse in Georgetown. Stone had not seen the place for some years, but he now owned it, having come to an arrangement with the Lees by which he had exchanged his Santa Fe house, plus an adjoining property and some cash, for this house, which former President Will Lee had owned with his late father since he was an aide to a United States senator. The driver pressed a button on the sun visor, and a garage door opened. The vehicle drove into the basement garage, and the security man opened the door for him.
"The elevator is straight ahead," he said. "We'll get your luggage upstairs."
Stone thanked him, got into the elevator, and pressed the G button. A moment later, he emerged into the main floor central hallway, where there was a buzz of people and voices. Caterers were arranging the living room for a party, and Holly Barker stood in the center of the room directing traffic. She saw Stone and ran to him, throwing her arms around his neck.
"Here you are," she sang out in a happy voice. "Here I am indeed," he replied, joining her in the hug. As always, she felt just wonderful.
"I thought you were expecting just a few friends," he said.
"It got out of hand," she replied. "We're at 50 and counting. I'm learning that nobody declines an invitation from a high cabinet member. The caterers are felling another ox."
"So you're already a cabinet member?"
"I was sworn in this morning."
"My congratulations," he said, kissing her.
"Come on upstairs. I'll show you your room." Stone followed her into the elevator and took advantage of their momentary privacy to kiss her and pull her closer with his hand on her ass. They broke before the door opened. She led him into what was obviously the master bedroom, which had two dressing rooms and two baths.
"By tomorrow, all of Washington will know we're sharing a bed," she said.
"I talked it over with Kate, and we agreed that it was better not to bother with a nod to convention, just to go ahead and let the world get used to the idea of a single woman with a sex life as a cabinet secretary. No fuss, no bother."
"I'm fine with that," Stone said. "It will do wonders for my reputation."
"Your bags are in that dressing room," she pointed. "You get unpacked, and, by the way, we've upgraded to black tie. I knew you would bring a dinner jacket."
"You know me too well. What time do we make an appearance downstairs?"
7 o'clock, she replied. "I've rented 3 big screen TVs, and that's when the action begins. Would you like a drink now?"